obviously.
Yeah, really excited about this pick. Aaron's a phenomenal leader there at Georgia. He's been a four-year starter. He's a type of guy that his teammates rally around and kind of gravitate towards. Just an overall very competitive player and, a guy that I think he's won 67% of all of his passes he's completed. Did a really good job for him.
You're evaluating quarterbacks for Coach Reed's West Coast offense. What are you kind of looking for in a guy, and what does he have that kind of matches up?
The thing is accuracy is the number one thing. And I want to say he was 67% on all of his throws throughout his whole career. Beyond that, his other major production, he's the all-time leading touchdown passer in SEC history, I think, with 121? Yeah. Threw for over 13,000 yards over his career, and to be a four-year starter there in the SEC at Georgia is something special.
Where's he at in terms of his knee injury?
At his pro day, he didn't run or do any of the time measurements, but he looked good throwing the ball. I think he's a guy that will be ready by camp for sure. That part of it, you have to talk to our docs as far as exactly where he's at.
When you've got like a 6'1", 6-foot quarterback, it can be hard for those guys to see over the line. But how good is this guy doing what Drew Brees does, kind of finding lanes, rolling out, compensating for that?
Yeah, he does a really good job. I've studied him over the last 3 years, and he's worked in both style of offenses, under center, and they were more in the gun this year. But he did a really nice job of, most of the shorter quarterbacks have a lot of batted balls, that type thing. But I didn't see that with Aaron. He did a nice job with it, hitting the lanes and getting the ball to, the receivers.
That doesn't have the same arm strength as Drew Brees or something like that. But people always talk about his anticipation. And just his command of the game, is that pretty advanced for a college quarterback?
No question. You're talking about a guy that was as a junior, player of the year in the state of Florida, his command of his offense and his knowledge of his offense is really top level.
Kind of hard not to notice a bit of a Southeastern Conference respect from this organization over the last 2 years. You guys are willing to take a lot of guys from the conference. So, but that said, what does it say to you guys when a guy like Murray wins in that conference as much as he has? Is that something that kind of adds to the allure there?
I think so. I think it adds to, what you're looking at as far as a competitor. To get it done week in, week out in the Southeastern Conference says a lot about the kid.
What did you think about his deep ball accuracy? How often did he let it loose? Where does he stand there?
His deep ball accuracy I thought was good. I was at the LSU game where he brought the team back for a win, and I thought he did a phenomenal job at rallying the troops, and he hit a couple deep balls in that game against LSU.
What is this? What does this say? Obviously, you got Alex Smith, you got Chase, you got Tyler Bray, who you guys picked up last year. Where does Murray fit in with? With you already have all these quarterbacks
right
in place.
Well, that's a question for Coach Reed and Coach Peterson, and my job is to scout the talent, not to put them where they need to be or whatever.
How do his skills compare to Tyler Bray?
I haven't seen Tyler, I haven't been working with Tyler on a daily basis, so like I said, that'd be a question for the coaches in that regard. I didn't do Tennessee coming out. That wasn't one of my schools, so I would be talking out of turn otherwise.
Last one, Torres, go ahead.
Sure. You said that he did both kind of spread you out and then pro style at Georgia. Mainly it was kind of spread you out this year. When he did pro style, last year or the 2 years before?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, sophomore year. Right. Freshman, sophomore year, they were more of a pro, under center predominantly. I know they had some injuries in their wide receiver core and up front. They went to more of a spread attack with him in the gun.
And how similar was their pro style to some of those concepts and stuff that Andy does?
Very similar. Meeting with him, prior to his pro day, he understands a lot of our verbiage and a lot of the same concepts that we're trying to get done here.
All right. Okay. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Don.
Yep. And I think Brad's going to get Aaron on right now.
Okay. Thanks.